So here we are, halfway up the spine. Don't stop there. Boy, this is where there's a trap here. Because, see, the ego can keep pumping psychic power. You see, unless it acts out of faith and higher guidance. Here we go to the next level. Here's where we get the first spiritual guidance. Here's where we get the first spiritual guidance in this Blu-ray, in the throat center, in the creative consciousness, in the higher abstract mind. This is where we get the first impression. Here's hearing sound vibration, hearing sound vibration. Breathing. Higher abstract mind. The key is listening. Hearing. Listening, impressive. Listen to that. Hear. Passive. Listening, aggressive. Hearing, passive. Now what are you hearing? Who's going to call my name? Oh, I was sitting there and I was working at the desk. Well, I was writing and I was concentrating and standing there and said, Rowan! I knew I had my doors locked. I went over and I opened the door. Roy. They start occupying it. And a lot of people do that. They start occupying the sound level. Let's put something else in there, boy. La 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 la. You see, they've drowned out some other sound that's coming you don't know where. An impressional sound. It comes outside, it sounds, sounds come from outside. Spiritual guidance can come from outside in its vibration. Sound, through sound. You may not see anything, you just hear it. Inside, you hear it. Now this isn't like the hearing of the objective mind. Like in your mind, just say, 1, 2, 3. Not 4. 1, 2, 3. We'll go to 4. Something like 4. 1, 2, 3. Now that's your objective mind. You put that in there consciously, didn't you? It's something you created. This is how you tell the difference whether it's you or someone else. If you get guidance, you didn't initiate it. It came to you. You received it. You weren't aggressive or assertive. You didn't send it out. You didn't make it happen. You didn't cause the action. It came to you. Spiritual guidance. And you're getting spiritual guidance all the time in the way of ideas. Boy, God help me. I've never been in a situation before. Give me a way out of this. And here comes this idea. Oh, yeah. And then somebody says, explain the idea to me. And you go, then you have to come down here to give them the description. See, because idea is instant. Description will take time. So you can get the idea like that. But description, or thinking it over, takes time. See? These lower triads taught in time, space, circumstance. This is timeless, boundless, infinite, eternal energy we're talking about. Higher energies. It's not bound by time. It's a timelessness. And your creative power comes out of that. If you're creating something, here is something that has never happened before. You never made that before. You started real creators. Not the repetition makers that do the same thing over and over and over. They're shown how to make put this thing together. That's all they can do. And they say, well, variate it. And they'll say, what? You know, change the formula. Wait a minute. I just got this system down, man. Don't tell me to change it to another system. No, we're not saying. We're saying variate every one of them. Oh, wait a minute. They're not in Blu-ray, they won't even know what you're talking about. You say, hey, that went over my head. See? Because they're not up in that field. They're not at that level of consciousness. They're not in their higher abstract levels of mind. Here's where the first spiritual guidance comes in the way of voice. Comes in personal voice. Now, your outer guidance will come off the ethers. Maybe a master will speak reflected off the ethers and come whirling into your ear. You see, they can come speaking out of the ethers to you. It's different than a physical voice. It's different than this physical voice. Because they can be standing there talking to you and you'll say to someone else, "Do you hear that?" And they'll go, "What?" "Well, this guy's coming somewhere right here. Did you hear him? He's right here, man. He's from somewhere right here. He's coming over here. Do you hear that?" "Oh, what are you talking about, man?" No. Listen. And then you go, and nothing happens. "Well, I guess it went away." And you relax and you start doing something. Here it comes again. See, you have to be relaxed and open to receive. You have to be relaxed and open to receive. If you're not open, you're closed. If I close the door, nothing's going to go through it. Plus, it's more powerful than wood and making up the door. You see, I have to make a stronger door, right? Nothing will go through it. But if I open the door, everything can go through very easily. You see? That means the door is receptive. When it's closed, it is not receptive. So if your heart is closed, you're not receiving. If your mind is closed, you're not receiving. If your emotions are closed, you're not receiving. If you're ascending, you're not receiving. And some people are ascending all the time in their thinking mind. They're thinking all their own thoughts, you see. And then when they take a break in there, another thought can come in. Someone can send you a thought. You're on the way home, and the wife says, "Gee, I should have told him to pick up some bread and some milk on the way home. I wish he'd pick that up. That would save us a lot of time." I said, "That'd be a good idea." "Yes, that'd be a good idea. That'd be a good idea. Let's send that up." He says, "I've been driving along, got this idea to pick up the bread or to pick up this milk on the way home." "Yes, I know." Telepathic communications comes through this level. Telepathy comes through this higher abstract level. In the receiving side of it. Receiving side. Receptive energies. Female receptive. Male projective. Look at the organs. Receiving and projective. Male and female. Man assertive, woman passive. Well, that's the way it's been for a while. But now we're getting to beings, aren't we? Balanced beings. Some of them are going over in the line both ways. I'm really savvy to say I know that way. So that all they have is a feminine way to take and act like, so they act like the ladies. And they talk like this, and they start walking like the ladies. But that's the only picture they have when they start giving an impression to be passive. See, a psychic, a male psychic, I've seen more male psychics turn to the feminine side and act like females because they get the impression, because this is an impressional voice in guidance, impressional voice at the higher abstract level, not an emotional impression, but a mental impression at the higher abstract level. And so what do they do when they get this key from the higher spiritual guidance to balance? They start acting feminine. And so they look around outside because they're caught in personality and they say, "Oh, well, I'll act like this woman and that woman." They go start taking some course or something from a woman, they start acting like that woman, you see. And then they get perverted, and the next thing you know, they're like some of these men, like Pete Reinhardt, he goes over and he has a sex operation and changes himself to female. It's Cupid's now, I think somebody else. Not Cupid anymore. Cupid Arena. He crossed the line. It went down. He perverted it instead of taking it up and balancing male. I've seen women get the impression to be more assertive, to be more masculine in their energies. "Macho, macho woman."
going to be.
There they are. You see? Like all this, they start wearing suits and ties, hats, carrying briefcases. I'm now a macho woman. You see, right? Look at this, what we're talking about. When you get the impression, the reason I'm telling you this is because as you're going up, you're going to get the impression to balance your polarity. You're going to get an impression to balance male and female polarity. It's not to go to extreme the other way. It's to balance. It's to balance. Oh, please. You don't do anything else when you get that impression. Balance. For your own soul's sake. Balance. But as a man, that impression will get you every time. Now, the next level. What do we have guiding us here? We can see the Master. We get vision, image, all the things that deal with image. Now, if you're imagining it, if you're imaging it, then you are imaging it. You have created it, you put it there, you've made it up. But if you have a vision, you have received the picture. You receive the picture. If you imagine it, you created it. You created it. You're imagining it. But if you have a vision, if you have a vision, then it's coming to you. Passive. See, we have to learn how to use this assertive and passive realms. When you're sending healing energies to someone, you imagine them standing there and seeing that perfect physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual body. You're sending a green for poison balance. You're sending rose for your love. You're sending blue for truth. You're sending the powers out around there. You're imaging them. That's an action. That's not receiving a vision. You see, that's not receiving a vision. And not all visionaries can describe what they're seeing. You see? They may be spaced out. And they go, well, it was like a wind blowing, and well, you know, try to get you to understand it. No. Are they saying, do you see it? See? Looking? You have to look into this part of mind to make the image. You look inside it. You aggressively look inside it. But when you have a vision, you see. You become a seer. Receiver. Receiving it. Seeing. Visions can guide you. Visions can guide you. Your imagination doesn't guide you. You can fantasize all day. You can envision all day. Even in reality, you can vision. But it is you doing it. It is not receiving it. You see? So a mystic, seeks to be passive and receptive to vision. He lives on the visions that God gives him, that Christ gives him, that the Masters give him, that he gets from the higher realms. He lives on these visions. Here's a spiritual guiding force. And when this type of seeing comes on, when the Master comes, you see him. Standing right there in the room. And it starts out like this. First, you notice that, gee, it looks like something waving. Like heat coming off the road. Gee, I wonder what that was. The wall looks like it was moving there a little bit. That's when it's first coming on. You see? Like heat off of a road. And first, as the vision starts increasing, for you to see yours, you see this kind of, well, it's like heat coming off the person. You say, oh, I see the heat coming off of. That's the first part of the vision. You see, that's only one part of it. See? You're just starting to get it. Now you say, oh, I saw something there. What was that? It was like a fast movement, like a light moved over there. It was like a cloud. And it moved there. And I looked at it, but it was gone. It wasn't gone. You looked through it. So you were catching it in subtle sight, and then when your gross sight focused right through it, it was too gross to catch it. There was a speck of light. What was that? A speck of light. You're starting to see now. You're starting to receive it. But if you're too assertive, if you're too aggressive, if you're too electric, you're not magnetic, you're not receptive, you're not going to receive it. You see? So it's called surrendering, it's called being passive, it's called being calm, it's called, say, be at peace. Don't you practice being at peace to get clear in vibrations? You're all turned up. I'm sorry, I can't read you today because I'm all turned up. But when you're calm, you've got the deepest insights, perception, the deepest vision to it. So then you start seeing that. Then you start saying, oh, I saw a green light over your shoulder. But then I looked, it wasn't there. Because I looked. I saw it, seen, but now I look. See? You have to overcome this impulse to assert yourself. You have to overcome that. You have to become desireless, helpless, hopeless. Oh my goodness, he's defenseless.
Oh, he falls to you. I just let go of everything. We're going to get balled all over and beat up and stomped on and beat and everything else. We're to pieces by the world if we do that. We won't go nowhere.
Well, for that moment, you don't. Selflessness, desirelessness, surrender. You hear all those things and the terms when they're teaching you these abilities, these psychic abilities, the healing abilities and that? That's why they tell you to do that, so you'll receive, so that you can be a channel for that energy. Of myself, I do nothing, here it comes through. Wow, this lady came to us. Had three heart operations right in this center here. She had three heart operations. And she said, the doctor says, I'm going to have another one. I says, well, let's do a healing here in the name of Christ. Let God come through here and give you healing. You start praying for it. I says, blaze the violet fire. She believes in St. Germain. I says, call on St. Germain here. Let's call on the masters. Okay. We accept this healing now. Wonderful. Praise God. And I thought, I didn't go around thinking of it. Whoa, I healed so-and-so. Boy, terrible statement for anyone to do, because any negative release from that individual is going to come to you. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. My mother is the sin eater of our family. You know, sin eater. You ever hear of sin eaters? Oh, well, in the hills and in the country, they know about sin eaters. There's always somebody in the family that everybody goes and dumps their garbage on.
I can't stand the way he's walking in the morning. You know, the doctor's all in to kill you. He's the only one who listens and understands.
And if old Aunt Tilly doesn't do some cleansing, then Aunt Tilly gets sick. And says, I can't understand. She's such a good woman. She's always helping everybody else, and she's always doing good and everything. How come she's always getting sick? Because she says, oh, I healed our little nephew. I healed my little niece the other day. I did it. I makes you magnetic for the negative force. Of myself, I do nothing. God did it for me. And so she comes yesterday. I hadn't seen her in months. She comes yesterday for reading. And she says, I close my eyes. So I want to tell you something before you do the reading. She says, my heart is healed. I went to the doctor. And it's healed. I don't have to have any more operations. I don't have to take these pills I've been taking for 7 years. I don't have to take those anymore. I don't have to take that medicine any longer. And the scar tissue is gone. I says, praise God. And did it, didn't it? Boy, the ego could have said, oh, look what I did. Okay, now, you know, I did this healing on you. Now you better give me some money. You know, and take care of me because, you know, I did the healing on you. Some psychics do that. Some healers do that. Listen. One woman says, oh, I don't accept anything for the healing. And then she took me down and showed me all the jewelry she had been given. She says, oh, I've seen people give me jewelry and things for years, and she takes it and shows me all her fur coats, all of her shoes, all of her dresses, and all these hundreds of rings and watches and bracelets and pendulums and things like this. And she said, I have to go and have this operation. And would you pray for me and help me so that I don't die? Because the doctor said I have less than the 60%. I said, I have a 60% chance of dying. Less than 40% chance of survival. I have a 60% chance of dying. She said, would you pray? I says, you shouldn't have took on all the negatives from all those people you read and channeling the healing forces for. She says,
What do you mean?
And I says, well, look what you got here. You got all this payment. Oh, God, get it through me. I says, well, why didn't you accept that? Why didn't you give that to God? Well, they gave it to me. By God, we were doing the full moon ceremony. I get the street. I said, we stand here in a circle. Don't give me no money. Don't give me anything for this. You see? You want to give something, give it to the church, give it to the center, give it to something else. Don't give me anything. I'm not going to take it. God did it. If you want to give something, give it to God. Give it to Him. Do it for His work. Do it that way. The same way. My mother, seven cancer operations, colostomy, half of her intestines are gone, half of three quarters of her stomach's gone, her female organs are gone, all these things are gone. She kept getting hits because she kept saying that. I didn't want to even get into the healing because of that. You see. Don't take credit for it. Let it flow. Be a channel for it. But don't let those negatives of yourself, you do nothing. And in this higher level here, when we get to this imaging state, when you see somebody healed, don't say, oh, I did that, I visualized them being healed. Boy, you're going to end up sick, trouble. One woman, she'd studied theosophy, and she'd studied occult sciences, and she'd studied psychic powers, and she studied spiritualism, and she studied all these things, and she was 63 years old, and she says, I've been teaching for 42 years. And she says, I can't understand why these negatives keep happening to me. All I'm seeking to do is good. She says, I've been healing and I've been teaching. And I says, there it is. I says, there it is, right there. She says, what? She's looking around for something, you see. I says, no, it's what you said. I. And out down this coast, I've seen so many teachers get... lose their faith. So many healers lose their faith because they get negatives. Don't do it. Christ does it through you. God does it through you. Spirit does it through you. Power healing comes through you. You're a healer. But you don't do the healing. Go through you. And to let things flow, the reason I'm making this emphasis, is to let things flow. You see, the fool down here is trying to make it happen. Oh, I'll make it happen. The master is letting it happen. If you want prosperity, you don't go sit out in the middle of the desert and say, okay, prosperity, come out here. You see, you go where prosperity is going on and you let it flow through you. You see? You want to learn how to be a doctor, you go over and let that knowledge flow through you at the doctor school, you see. You want to be a spiritual person, you go to the place where spiritual teachings are going on, you let the knowledge flow through you. You don't take and grab it every time it comes through and say, okay, let me rip this apart and see how it works. You see? You don't tear it to pieces. This is your individuality here at this level of consciousness. Now we're moving to the next level. Universal consciousness. The violet fire. Here we get into the crown. Here we get into universal powers. Now it's not only, you don't only have the forces of this planet to call upon, you have cosmic forces to call upon. Oh my goodness. These universal powers. You have the powers that come through the whole field of that consciousness. Bringing you universal power, you have all the knowledge of humanity at your power, at your consciousness. You know what everyone else knows. How do you think I do these readings? Without universal power, I could never do them. I couldn't do them over the air and read somebody that's 100 miles away if I'm caught in eye consciousness and I'm stuck in this body. I can't reach your conscious record and reach your time and space if I'm bound right here in this body, can I? Some of you had readings and have gone back into time and gone into different areas and told you things were going on, even things are going on right now with somebody I've never even met. See, how do you do that? Up here, here's where it comes from. blaze while a fire blazes. Blaze while a fire blazes. First, spiritual power is coming. The spirit of the individual you're touching. You're not touching the personality, because the personality say, hey, I don't want you to know that. Boy, if you try to come through the personality, you might get a punch in the nose. You might get somebody angry and mad at you. You might get somebody that is very cunning and sets a trap. You see. But when you're here in universal powers, you're in all. This is called the first step to at-one-ment. What is at-one-ment? A-T-O-N-E. Atone. Down here is attuning, up here is atoning. Wow, what's he saying now, man? He's getting us attuning, atoning. Attunement. Getting in sympathy with the vibration, a tone you hear. You're receiving it. Atoned to it. You're at one with it. At one. Listen. At one. You're not alone. You're atoned. Listen. Up here's atonement. To become at one with all things. You're not alone. All one. All by yourself. All one. Here I am. This is it. Sometimes that's me, man. I mean, that's it. Or are you one with everyone else? And every prejudice keeps you out of this field. Every ignorance keeps you out of this field. Every I, me, and mine keeps you out of this field. All of your knowledge keeps you out of this field. All of your thinking keeps you out of this field. All of your feeling keeps you out of this field. All of your actions keep you out of this field. All of your imaginings keep you out of this field. All of your ideas keep you out of this field, because you have to just be in it. Be it or don't be it. Being. Being is the key here. To be it or not to be it. It doesn't say to be or not to be or try. Well, try, I know the interpretation means an honest effort. You know, I'm just efforting. Well, it's not doing it. It's making an effort. But it's not complete. So don't try. That's a lie. Trying is lying. Either do it or don't do it. Boy, you're going to find out. Either read yours, see yours, or don't see them. Don't try, because if you try, that's aggressive, that's assertive, that's an effort. See? But when you're receiving, it's effortless. 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 Irresistible. Are you irresistible? Irresistible. Be irresistible. God's irresistible. Can't do nothing but love him. Listen. Irresistible. At night. No will of my own. Just can't do anything but love him all the time. Irresistible. Wonderful. It's bliss. It's effortless. It's desireless. Selfless. It's defenseless. You see the wisdom of those things? But if you ran around like that all the time, you couldn't even run around. You see, you wouldn't even have the ability to move your body across if you had no desire. You couldn't move any of that. You wouldn't even feel it. You wouldn't even feel it. You wouldn't know anything of yourself. You'd be selfless. That's the keys, you see. Are those just so many words, or are you saying, oh, selfless, gee, that means I can't have anything. Oh, nobody said that at all. You know? I told James a story about when I gave up everything, and then I went to a teacher and told me that wasn't what I was supposed to do. You see? That I was supposed to be detached. Detached from it. If it's using you, you better lose it. If it's using you, if your body's using you, your emotions using you, your mind's using you, your soul's using you, your creativeness is using you, your image is using you, get rid of that is using you. Because you are the being experiencing all those levels. You're the spirit in the matter. And you're going to leave this matter one of these days, and you're not going to... We're moving up to the next level of consciousness, the cosmic awarenesses. Do you have the power that ascends the earth, that transcends the earth? Boy, that guy's far out. Man, that's spacey. You see? Ah, that doesn't have any limitations. It's boundless out there. It's infinite, eternal, and goes on forever and ever and ever, and our minds haven't reached it, our spacecrafts haven't reached it, our telescopes haven't reached it. It is never-ending. And if you leave, no matter what direction you go in, it's forever. It is infinite. It is eternal. So that means you must be centered. That's infinite in all directions. You're the center. The worst thing science did was take the center out of man. When he said, no, the earth was the center, the person thought man was the center of creation. That's the wisdom. That was the ancient wisdoms. Then he said, no, that earth is the center and everything rotates around the earth. No, it's the sun. Everything rotates around our sun. I thought everything rotated around the sun when I was a little kid. That's what I was told. Oh, the whole universe rotates right around our sun. See, and here we're in that. Boy, it'd be kind of oblong, wouldn't it, there? Because we're not right in the center of this universe. You see? And we're not. If you put it out there, then that means you're off center. See? But if you realize the truth about center, you're in the center of everything, because in every direction from you, it's infinity. No matter where you go, you're always in the center. See, because it's infinite in all directions. There's no circle around it. God doesn't have, skin around his body. He doesn't have the limits around him. You see? So that cosmic energy of the physical body is just the body of God. See, all the physical is the body. All of that. So here you are in this wisdom, cosmic energy that transcends the earth. It's not earthbound knowledge anymore. And so you have masters that have taught you that. They're your guides. The ones that taught you that, the masters that taught you those things, the masters of wisdom, the golden ring beings. You see? Then he comes along, wants to tell us, hey, that isn't all, man. I mean, even if you went on to the furthest, that isn't it. There's something beyond all that you're seeing here. There's something above all of that. Something greater, that's infinite, eternal. There's an everlasting light there. Not this light, dark universe that you're in here, black and white. See, there's something that is eternal light. You see, here comes a man telling you eternal light. Here's a master teaching you that. There's a guide to that. There's a guide to that. You see how guides work now? If you want a guide to a particular field of energy, you go to the one that demonstrated it, lived the life. The masters lived that life of that ray, of that consciousness, of that awareness, of that way of being. They lived it. They died it. It cannot be changed. It is an established way. You see what I'm saying? It's a way. It's a way. It's a path. If you follow it, that's a guide. The way. It shows you the way. That's what a guide does. He says, come on, let's go this way, let's go that way, and you'll find it. Everybody's looking for God. He says, well, here, you have to transcend all of these things. You have to transcend the physical body. And you're going to do it anyway. See, that's your natural heritage to do that. He's saying, okay, just enjoy yourself. Have joy. Enjoy yourself and, live here and don't have all this pressure upon you, Surrender and enjoy what you've got, the physical, emotional, mental realms, the psyche, the creative abilities, your insights. Enjoy it all. Live in joy. Love everything. Be at one with all things. See, he's telling us how this oneness operates with all this other. You see, there's a guiding force. Now we get spirit guides. You think that someone has died and gone on the other side, that's a spirit guide? No, they're still in form. Spirit is formless, boundless, infinite, eternal. You're going to get the right relationship with that. There's only one spirit. So there's only one spirit guide. Now that spirit guide may come through Christ. It may come through your Indian guide. Spirit.
Spirit may come through that Indian guy because you can accept that. Spirit may come through Christ because you can accept that. Spirit may come through Buddha because you can accept that. Spirit may come through Krishna so you can accept it. Do you not see God's Spirit, one Spirit in all of those things? Can you not see God's Spirit in all of them? There's the true spiritual guidance. That is the doorways into life. Those are the doorways. Your guides that come in the way of form are the doorways into light. He says, I'm a doorway. No man can close. A doorway. It's an opening. Here's the way to go. This is an opening. Here's the path. Follow this one, you'll get there. Oh, wait a minute. I'd better do all this stuff we've been doing. Well, you're not going to take the path then. It's that simple. You have to be a new creation. You have to get off of all of you and go to this higher consciousness. So there's only one Spirit. God is guiding us all. God is guiding us all. God is guiding us all. So Spirit guides come through. Spiritual guidance comes through. Different Spirit guides. You want a Spirit that will, the Spirit guide will teach you truth. See, you see God's Spirit coming through that one that's teaching you truth. If it doesn't have God's Spirit, it's an illusion. It's not true. If it's afraid of the word God, don't go there. Because you're not going to God. You see? You say, oh, well, I don't want to insult anybody, so I won't say God. Misguidance. Don't go to them. They all misguide you every time. Because they're taking you away from God, not towards the one in whom we all live and move and have our being. There is only one. There's only one in whom we all live and move and have our being. There's only one, one without a second, in whom we all live and move and have our being. That is all names. That is all nameless. That is everything that's bound and everything that's boundless. Everything that's limited and everything that limits. It's in all things, as all things, but beyond all things. You've heard those things. Are you in the world and of the world? Are you in the world and not of the world? Are you of spirit? I'm in the world and not of it, for I know that I'm God in action. And how many times have you said that? And then how many times have you talked to God? God, well, I want to talk to you. Where's he at? You be it. That's the greatest prayer.
I want faith, God, I want faith.
Be faith. Now you're in God.
Oh,
do the truth. Now you're in it. Whatever you want to do, do it. If you want love, give love. If you want love, give love. If you want truth, give truth. Be a channel for that, be a power for that. All of you have different types of guides for your spiritual evolution. But don't forget that's the doorway to God. And if that guide doesn't take you as a doorway to God, it's the false guide. It's the wrong guide. Cast them out. Say, get out of here. They're saying, worship me. Get rid of them. That's the sound of the devil voice. See? And he can come as an angel of light. He can masquerade as anything because he's the illusionist. He deludes us with illusions. You see, transitory things. So you may have a very beautiful lady that guides you. That's great. Is that the image you can take? You may have a beautiful Indian guide. You may have a beautiful master that guides you. You may have Christ guiding you. You may have Buddha guiding you. You may have another guide guiding you. This doesn't mean throw your guide down, but if your guide is leading you to God, then you know it's a true guide. If you feel good about it, if the feeling of well-being is there, the feeling of safeness is there, the feeling of understanding, of a rapport, of great love, and the sign you're meeting a spiritual guide is you start feeling, you want to worship God, you want to send your love up, you want to just, it's just an overwhelming love comes over you. You don't even know where to send it, you just feel it, because you're in it. You see? It's so magnificent to be in these forces and this power. And they can tell you anything, you can know anything, because there's no boundary to time and space and circumstance. This is all so that we can move slowly through various forms and elements to know those things, to have experiences in them. Because how does God experience through his creations, through his creations he experiences, he's experiencing through you, you're a creation of God. You see? Or did you just argue an accident? Oh, I hope not. I hope you don't think you took an accident and happened. Something created you. Was it just a couple of bodies that undulated in God's earth to release sperm and an egg and that came together and that's how you think you got here? Is that it? You're saying? Through some undulation? Some passion? Some mistake? Whoops! I forgot, honey. No. Because you're not the body. You're not the emotions. You're not the mind. You're not this limited knowledge you have. You're not this limited creative power. You're greater than all these things. You're not the limited image of what you're seeing. You're not the limit of that. You're not the limit of all that you see and all that you don't see. You're beyond all of this. God experiencing isn't wonderful. And how are you going to get there? Those that have ascended, those that have actually done it, those are the ones that guide you. Those are your guides to that. You may want a music guide. Then you've got a guide who'll teach you music. You see. You may want a guide for some other force or power or awareness. Then you get that kind of guide. You see what I'm saying? But if you want a guide to God, you get a guide. One that is gone, has demonstrated the power, because God will give the sign right through them. That's true God guidance. That's the true power. So you can be fooled by your senses and your sensations and your vibrations and your thoughts and your feelings and your knowledge and your impressions and your visions and all these other things can mislead you if you're not in tune with getting the greatest guidance. Don't stop along the way. Go completely. Go all the way. Go to the deepest. Surrender. Accept it. Open and say, okay, accept it. God, you know, I've been stuck in this, I've been stuck in that. Okay, let it go now. Send the perfect guide that I need now. Send the one I need right this moment. Send the one who freed me this very second. One in this very space, this time. Bring them to this place. And reveal my heart. Reveal my spirit to that and let that be revealed unto me. And you will have the experience. You will have your spiritual guidance. I've been shown 25 years of what this church that I founded will do. And in the seventh year, and everything that has happened was shown to me in 1974, and I'm seeing it happen, it's a grace, I'm going along, I'm so happy, I'm so joyful. Before that I was trying to make it happen, I try to make it because I try to make position, I had my estate, I had my big house, I had my position over other people, I had money, all these kind of things, and I didn't do it. I didn't have to worry. I wasn't happy. I was always worried about those things. I was always under the pressure of them. Until I took God guidance. God guides. God provides. God guides. God provides. Are you letting God guide you? Are you getting the providing, the corpus center? Is it all flowing to you? Are you ready for it? Because that's the kind of guidance you'll get when you reach these higher guidance. You stop short. If you've got a guide and you still have resistance, if you still have problems, if you still have shortcomings, if you still have things that are stopping you along the way, you got a false guide. Throw them out. Come, goodbye. Go away. So long. Sayonara. Arrivederci. Hasta luego. Aloha. Any way you want to say it. Come, get out. Goodbye. God, come in. You see, that man is coming. If you can use the word God, say, that one in whom we all live and move and have our being with, that all in reality, the one who created everything, the one who says everything, that's the one. If you don't know the name, you don't know the words, I'm called for that. Because I'm reading and telling you this, we're going to do the process tonight to reach your spirit tonight. Okay. Let's take a little break. If you have questions after the break,